This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Tripper, Tompkins, the Hip One, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
It's Ola, it's our standing by. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999 Ola, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. But first, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast 37-year-old Andrew Fry of Marion County, Oregon. Now, Andrew, like many of our listeners, as we've discovered over the years, he enjoys methamphetamine, but he claims that that is why he does not remember this particular episode. He went to Iggy's Bar and Grill, but instead of
Iggy's.
But instead of ordering a drink, Andrew pulled out his junk and started to pleasure himself. This is sitting at a bar stool at the bar. Well, naturally, police were called, so he left. But he didn't leave the establishment. He left the bar and went into the bathroom, where he continued to choke his personal chicken, if you will. Well, a deputy showed up and attempted to arrest him several times. He even used a taser multiple times. According to the police, the taser had no effect, and Andrew could not be stopped. He kept doing what he was doing. The deputy even got into a fight with him, but Andrew needed to, as they say, hold the sausage hostage. It was too much for any one cop to stop. So again, I go back to, why would anyone want to be a police officer? Because the only person on this earth that has to deal with a masturbating man and physically get in a fight and taser him as a police officer. Yes, Miles.
No disrespect, but when you go to a bar named Iggy's, don't you kind of know you might be in for a wacky night?
Not that wacky.
But not like that, man.
That's pretty wacky.
I think if I work at a place called Iggy's, it's more like, look, there's three regulars that we let stay past closing time because we do bar time. They always pay their tab, even if they don't pay it tonight. But not you pull out your junk and you start doing this. Well, anyway, a deputy did show up, right? Tasered him several times, made no difference. Physically got into an altercation with this guy, but it still made no difference. Well, at this point, the cop tried to radio for backup. As it turns out, the bathroom at Iggy's Bar and Grill, because of the way it's built, his radio signal did not go out. But the dispatcher at the police station couldn't get a follow-up from him about what happened. She realized maybe some bad things happened, so she put out basically an all-call. And as a result of that, 15 additional police officers showed up to try to subdue him. He got in a fight with all of them. And I want you to understand, he got in a fight with one hand to the cops, one hand on himself. Now, eventually, they did manage to subdue him and take him down. He was transported to a hospital. After the hospital visit, he was taken to jail. And there, he was charged with public indecency, resisting arrest, and theft of services. He could have been charged with simply assaulting an officer, but instead, he will be charged with punching a clown and slapping a doggy. Cops simply said that he rubbed him the wrong way.
That's pretty impressive.
It's not. I mean, listen.
Well, the fact of the matter is, he never took his hand off of his junk.
So he
fought the officers one handed, with one hand continually pleasuring himself.
That is what I want you to understand about this story. The man, it's like the Terminator. He will not stop. He will continue. So the one cop could not. He tased him several, not once, not twice, several times, which to me means three or more. They had to call for backup. 15 more police officers showed up. It took all of them to subdue him, to stop him from doing what he was doing. And eventually he was arrested. Anyway, when they finally got him to jail, he said, and I don't know if he's being honest or not, he told them, honestly, he had taken meth the day before and did not remember anything that he had done.
Damn. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've done some drugs in my lifetime, but that's wacky.
And to think that you could get that horny. I've taken a lot of drugs before, but I've never taken a drug that's made me just absolutely uncontrollably horny.
Well, that's what happens when a cop walks the beat.
Yeah, I mean, meth is big in certain cultures with that.
What do you mean?
Smoke some and then go have a bunch of sex with a bunch of dudes. Yeah.
Just a bunch of
like
dudes.
I had one of their cousins, right? So no blood relation.
Wait a minute. It's your cousin, but it's your cousin's cousin.
Right. So no blood relation.
Okay.
Not a Smith.
Right. So they what? They go and...
So I never heard of this, but apparently methamphetamine has a... There's a lot of it in gay communities and stuff. So it turned out he was like 19, struggling with his sexuality or whatever. But he ended up getting strung out on meth because he was hanging out with some older dudes. And they were like, smoke this. You can have sex all night.
Okay. But that to me... That's not that it makes dudes more attractive. I'm heterosexual. If I do meth, I get to feel I might be equally as horny. I'm going to want you.
So if I'm a chemist.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying that's the one place I've definitely heard it of. Like,
but it's not blood.
Being a sexual,
But if I'm a chemist, don't I want to pull out the good part of that drug and then get rid of all the bad?
You mean isolate?
Isolate the all-night horniness, you know what I mean? And then get rid of the bad teeth, don't eat for 5 days, and
pull the sleeves off of every shirt. Yeah.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
See, that's why we, and listen, don't take this wrong. This is why we should produce drugs, but we don't. But anyway, we drink to him. I fought 15 cops, got tasered, and never, not one time through the entire ordeal did I take my hand off myself. Don't know if he completed the mission.
That is awesome. I mean, it's awesomely gross,
but somehow
I'm impressed.
I know. I'm right there with you where it's like, look, under the table, I'm going to slip you a gold medal. You're kind of awesome. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola! Robin the Gamers!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throw, hook it to please tell everyone how Profile This is played. Oh, no, we lost our contestant.
We did. They were there. By the way, some people wanted to know, did the cops beat him? No, he took care of that himself. And a few that I can't read, but they are very, very funny.
All right, let's get a contestant on the line there. 844-999-OLA. Caller 9 right now. Please Profile This.
He had his own nightstick.
Karaoke night, Ted.
I'm just amazed he's that messed up. He's in a bar and doesn't even realize what he's doing.
Doesn't care. Does not. Well, keep in mind, when you black out, you know what you're doing at the time. You just don't remember what you did after the fact. I read an interesting thing that said when you black out, like from alcohol, which we've all done, they say there's a point in the night where the alcohol, and I guess meth as well, your brain literally just stops recording anything else you've done. So your brain's a big VCR. Your memories are the tape playback, all right? So, but there's a point, either the tape is run out or you just turned it off. And that's why we wake up some mornings going, oh, my God, what happened last night? Whose giant panties are in bed? I won't say who said that.
Yeah.
You know, but we all those times.
This one's the good stuff taken from the meth.
No, I agree. Anyway, it's a simple game to play, Miles. We share with you a real-life story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
All right, Chris, you understand how this here game is played?
We do.
All right, Chris, you got a little bit of a twist on today's story, but I'll give you the story first. It goes as such. Following his arrest for possession of a hypodermic needle containing methamphetamine, a 380-pound man was hit with additional felony charges after personnel discovered a bag of meth wedged, as they say, quote, deep within the defendant. Now, police responding to a, quote, suspicious person call placed by an employee at a McDonald's, they arrested one Martin Skelly when a search of the 41-year-old St. Petersburg resident turned up the loaded needle. Now, following his arrest for possession of narcotics and drug paraphernalia, cops asked him if he was in possession of any other contraband, since he could face additional charges if he brings illegal items into the jail. Well, he denied having any additional contraband on his person. However, during the intake processing at the jail, he was subjected to what they're calling a thorough body search that resulted in the discovery of a small plastic bag containing 2.7 grams of meth. A jail deputy reported that the baggie was wedged deep within the 5'8" defendant. 5'8", 380 pounds. Now, after the meth stash was found, he told investigators, quote, I was just being dumb and not thinking. Well, the discovery of the hidden meth resulted in two additional felony charges that are being filed against him: introducing contraband into a correctional facility and narcotics possession. Now, he's locked up in lieu of $9,150 bail. His criminal record includes a 3-year stretch in state prison for cocaine trafficking and bust for theft, drunk driving, narcotics possession, violating probation, and possession of drug paraphernalia. I can tell you right now, the guy's white. It doesn't matter. This is what I want to know today. They found this contraband, and again, I quote the police report, deep within the defendant. My question for you is, do you believe they found it in his rectum, his urethra, his belly button, or his foreskin? I know. That's the proper response, by the way, because no matter what the answer is, it's not a good answer. But it's rectum, urethra, belly button, or foreskin.
And they said they found it where?
They just said, the police report says, deep within the defendant. They had to dig a bit to find it.
What was the size of the baggie?
Give me 1 second to find that on here. 2.7 grams of meth. 2.7 grams.
I really hope it wasn't the urethra.
I hope it wasn't any of the above, but sadly it's one of those.
Did you say just like in a spot on his body, like a roll?
Not that, no. None of the rolls. Spider being 30 to 90 pounds, he didn't try the old roll trick. Rectum, urethra, belly button, or foreskin?
I want to say belly button. I don't know if foreskin sounds so tempting.
Yes, I hear that all the time.
I'm going to go foreskin just for the fun of it.
I hear that quote so much. Foreskin sounds so tempting.
All right, Chris, we're going
to
need
traditionally, you'd have to put it behind you, right? Keistered in.
I don't think you could reach.
That's a good point, Chris. So what are you going to go with? Rectum, urethra, belly button, or foreskin?
Let's do foreskin. It's
foreskin, fun. Final answer. That's what I'm saying. We're going to find out if he had that meth in his rectum, his urethra, his belly button, or his foreskin next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
All right, to profile those things to Florida, we've got a 380-pound man.
Yes.
And he's got some drugs on him. He's got a syringe and everything else, but they're going to book him into the jail. And they say, look, man, if you have anything else on him, let us know. So, no, I don't have any contraband or anything like that. So they ended up basically doing an entire full body search of this guy.
Yeah, some unfortunate soul had to go through 380 pounds of flesh to see if this guy was lying. It turns out he was lying. But, Chris,
he said, Steve, he had the meth deep within him.
No, I did not say that. That is according to the police report. And again, I quote, wedged deep within the defendant. So the question we have for you, Chris, did they mean his rectum, urethra, belly button, or foreskin? Now, you started with belly button, but in the end, you said the quote that everyone's saying now. Man, I really like the idea of foreskin. Oh.
Oh, no.
No, not the foreskin.
Belly button?
He did, in fact, hide it in his belly button.
Yeah.
That is the cavernous bat cave. That is his belly button.
That and half an old sweater.
That is so gross, man.
Now for all TV news of all time, time for TV, time for 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
So, sometimes you get weird stories in the news, right? This one's pretty interesting. A guy goes to a restaurant in New York, and he's going to rob it. But he's naked.
You know.
Then he robs it, and he dresses.
Okay. So wait, he showed up clothed, got naked after he got into the restaurant?
He showed up clothed,
all right.
Gets naked, robs it, puts his clothes on, and leaves. So I guess, actually, when he left, technically he robbed it.
Now, you and I, we both kind of grew up around heavy criminal elements, I guess, as far as robbing places and all that. Is there anything, when you go through all your years of all the people we've known that have done all the crap they've done, why you would do that? Because it's not about, like, forensic. It's not,
I mean, I know
drugs.
I know you could get other people naked so they can't.
Sure, right. I break in there. There's no cell phone, nothing. Right. But I can't understand your thought process. Like, I have successfully broken into the place I want to break into. And now I'm going to get naked. Right. Which makes no sense to me. And then after I've gotten what I assume money or whatever it is he's grabbing. Now, I just feel like you don't want to add any more time to how long you're inside.
$600 from the cash register, an iPad, a cordless phone, and a credit card. And he didn't change clothes. It wasn't like he oh, I'll get out of these and put on the next pair so nobody knows it's me. He legit walked in, stripped down, and I mean, you could see him on camera. He's out there to see. And then put his clothes back on and left.
I really feel like this should be a whole new segment called Closed Circuit TV Time with Ted.
Yep.
Because
yeah.
The stuff you see on Closed Circuit TV is so much different than anything else.
Yeah, and it's always creepy, too. I was somewhere the other day, and obviously I knew the place had security cameras, but the person was just like, yeah, I saw you were in here. I was looking over the security tapes. I was like, still feels dirty.
You know what I found out, man? And just keep this in mind. A lot, like, there's something weird that happens to people in cars. They believe that either no one can see them or you just don't care and they're digging up their nose or whatever the thing might be. So where we work, I knew they had, like, a camera behind the desk there. They have a bunch of different angles. And I was talking to someone who was manning the desk, and it blew my mind because I'm like, oh, I didn't realize there was a camera there. Nothing crazy. It's just kind of in front of the elevators. But the angle, because I said, man, that, I'll be honest with you, that's my ball scratching spot. Like, you feel like you're in the clear, like no one can see you. And I know I've straightened them out or scratched them or whatever's going on. And he's like, ah, dude, you're clear as day. And I realize, like, I wonder how many times that poor woman at the counter has seen me.
She's seen us all do.
Right, just scratch my nads because it's like, it's not a big production. It's like they're just itchy. You don't want to do it in front of everyone. Right.
So, all right. So the guy goes in, right, again, he gets naked. Takes the cash, puts his clothes on, and leaves. So what you're going to hear now is reactions to a station in New York City. These are basically, like, they just kind of asked him, like, what do you think he was doing?
Why would he take off his clothes?
He's hot with the humidity.
It's all a whack job. He takes all kinds, right?
I'm not sure. He just wanted to show off or something. Just wanted to show that he's good or something like that.
Provide a distraction. To be caught on camera, everyone wants to be famous except me.
If you want to see this naked man, you go to the next Facebook
page. I'm dying to, Ted.
To his credit, he is in shape.
So do you think the one woman is like, I don't know, show off he's good?
I
think he was on meth.
See,
did he have a meth bill, though?
PCP is the naked drug, right?
Right. Well, PCP, though, I've seen a lot of built cats on PCP. Like, you wouldn't mess with them anyway, and now they're flying on PCP. But meth, like, they might have muscle tone, but it's real close to the bone. You know what I mean? Like, they are a skeleton with some muscles taped to them.
I feel like maybe he just wanted to be naked, and now he's like, well, I'm already robbing this store. The hell?
What else could I do?
They haven't caught him yet.
Okay, that's the amazing part, because they can describe every part of you.
Yeah.
Have you seen this man? I don't
surely
know,
somebody's
the
had sex.
How
with
about
him? Can
this?
I identify him?
Yeah.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Lou Alcindor, whatever you like to call him, I'm old school.
You're real old school.
Yeah,
sir.
You know what?
You are his mother.
UCLA.
If you call him Lou Alcindor. You are related to him, and you're older.
Yeah, exactly. I shouldn't call him that. But remember, if you ever see Lou Alcindor or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, ask him about DeMatha. You ever thought about him being a zombie?
Of course I have, Ted.
Keep in mind, he's 7'2".
Right.
That would be a very scary zombie.
Unlike, you know, just the regular normal size zombies that want to eat your brain.
Well, Kareem has joined the cast of iZombie for its upcoming fifth and final season. This is going to shake you to your core right here. He's playing Zed, one of two Seattle City Council members who didn't flee the city before the wall went up. I was like, wait a minute. Where's this wall? Show's freaking me out.
Building the
Say
wall.
What? If you walked outside in these last couple of days in this town, the sky is orange. People have those masks. It looks like some post-apocalyptic whatever the hell.
Yeah. Well, he is still on the council, right? But he's actually a zombie. The other council members, human.
Huh. Do they not know this, or do they know it, and that's cool? I mean, I'm not a zombieist or anything.
Did he just give away the entire plot of the
To be honest, no, because they don't know how many episodes he's going to be in. They don't know.
Okay.
It almost seems like he maybe just wanted to be in this.
I get the feeling it wasn't like his agent called and said, I have the chance of a lifetime. It's probably more like, yeah, I saw the show. It's pretty cool. Can I be on there? And they said, yes, because you're Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Or Lou Alcindor, depending.
I guess they said he recently appeared on BET show Comedy Get Down. And then, of course, everybody remembered him from a movie in 1980, Miles Edmonds, of course.
Conan the Destroyer.
Airplane.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. He was co-pilot Roger Murdaugh. You know, why don't you tell your dad to drag his ass up the court?
Well, still.
You ever seen Airplane? It's a very funny movie.
My dad says you're lazy on defense.
Right? You know, we're trying to make a few jokes about that. Obviously, news anchors also have some bad jokes.
Oh, boy, do they. Is there like a news? I feel like you end up laughing with the news anchors because I feel like they've accepted the fact that, listen, if I tell you a joke, it's really not going to be funny, but I'm going to tell. It's almost like the dad joke, as they call it.
I'm pretty sure it's just that if it's not on the teleprompter and they have to ad lib because they've got 30 seconds to kill because they came up short, they are screwed.
Last week tonight, though, they did a good job of putting together some local anchors from around the country telling some bad jokes.
It's National Telejoke Day.
Oh, all right. No.
What kind of jeans does Jaws wear? Denim.
No. I'll take that one.
Toilet paper across the street.
Why?
Ooh, got stuck in a crack.
Wow, really going for it this morning.
Why does Snoop Dogg need an umbrella?
Oh, my gosh. This is like a slow-moving car crash. I see it coming from miles away.
You know that Snoop Dogg, the reason why he has his umbrella around too, right, guys?
Because,
you know, for jizzle, man. For drizzle.
Okay.
Drizzle.
Okay.
For sizzle. Okay.
Why did Snoop Dogg need an umbrella?
Oh, God.
Rebecca,
oh,
why
drizzle. It's National Tell Joke Day. Happy National Tell Joke Day. It is.
All right, well, I'll just do the
And
forecast.
You'll need...
God, that guy is so harsh. You hear that at the end? How about you just do the forecast?
Oh, damn!
Yeah, that's at the very end. When she says it's National Joke Day, and he goes, how about you just say the forecast?
Like, wow. Wow.
Easy.
Somebody got turned down for dinner.
Right? I mean, the weather person usually has kind of the light...
That angry hostility that he has.
Yeah, the weather person always has the goofy jokes, right?
They're kind of like, weather's important. I love weather, but the weather person gets to be a little more freewheeling, kind of like, she saw it was National Joke Day.
Sure.
Why don't you stick to the weather?
I think they have to. That's
in the sports guy. They get a little leverage on, you know, being funny, doing some stuff.
Guys, I know it was a local anchor, and I will not say which station, and we can't help but listen to things a certain way, all right? So, Ted and I, we worked at a sports station years ago, and one of the tougher things, man, when you cover sports, not so much for us, because we did a talk show. It's different when you're talking about highlights or you're talking about scores, because it's rapid-fire stuff, and you don't want to repeat the same words over and over. Mm-hmm. You know, the game is tied up, so they'll say the game is tied up. We're all even. The game was not
enough. Not at it, too.
Right. There's just different things they say, and I get it, and they'll rotate like seven different words in, because no matter what sport they show you, no matter what, if points are part of it, you're going to say a lot of the same things. Ooh, I almost gave it away. This particular person, they had like their 7 minutes, and they're not bad, and generally they're pretty good. They're pretty good. They're definitely excited. I don't know if they did it on purpose, if they lost track, if they're just brain farting. They used their same like combination of words, like their go-to phrase to make something sound cool. So the first time they said it, I'm like, all right. So highlight 15 seconds later, I'm like, They said the exact same thing. And then I realized I switched to a different story. I went from preseason football to baseball to something I can't, women's basketball. All right, so they're covering all the stuff and they're blowing through it. And they use the same phrase for each and every one. And I'm like, this actually bothered me. Like, I am actually angry that I listened to this because you kept using your one thing, man. Like, Chris Berman could not just say he could goes all the way for every single highlight. If it's a touchdown montage, he just wouldn't do it.
Dude, right. did you hear, I read a thing that they might bring Berman back.
Why?
For NFL
back,
Sundays.
Back.
NFL Sunday, all right. It's fine, man, he wasn't bad. We got tired of him because he was around forever. He was fine, I thought, with the NFL broadcast.
Okay, here's one thing that is very important.
Ted disagrees. Your face says it all.
He's had his time.
Here's what we need. Here's what we need. We need a show where they show the highlights of the games that were played that day.
And that's all.
So no Dion just talking about stuff, calling his boys in the locker room with a phone and talking about the game, which is cool. I get it.
No, it's not.
But you know what? The game's already
over. Hey, let me ask you something, player. I love you, man. I appreciate you. You out there.
And then Jesus reference somewhere. Right,
just show the highlights,
done.
Bro.
Bless him. I think that's one thing Berman is known for, is to go in there and he basically calls highlights. So if you're going to show highlights, he's not a bad guy. To call
highlights, sure.
So if you, because he doesn't have an opinion really that you even care about.
I'm just saying, like, and I like Tom Jackson, but it's just like,
Tom Jackson has an opinion. He's different,
right? But also, like, they've been there forever. Like, enough. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You finally got rid of Berman. Like overall, like, you're just a sports network. Like, things are just down a little bit. But I don't think Dustin that
right.
Berman's
not going
to help him bringing him back.
You would be surprised how many people are going to tried and true and what brought him to the dance. So, Olbermann was on there the other night, but it had the highest ratings. It wasn't that he was good calling a baseball game. It was the fact that he had the highest
ratings. It was also a guest spot. Right. It was a throwback week, and they said, hey, Keith Olbermann's going to be here. So anybody that used to watch the big show on Saturday night, you're going to watch that.
Right.
Now, do I think it's a smart idea to hire Keith Olbermann back to do ESPN on a nightly basis?
No.
So that's my thing with Berman. Like, just give it some time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well,
you do it with baseball.
He linoed it, you know? He retired, and then he didn't, I guess.
Yeah, Berman just annoys me anymore. I'm just kind of over it.
You couldn't tell, though.
I know.
Yeah, right?
I think you did a very good job of
being biased in your journalistic way.
Yeah, you're very clear about that.
Oh, man.
I wish people could have seen your face.
Yeah, like just
I hate you.
You all people are going to stick up for Berman?
I'm not sticking up for him.
What I'm saying is, in the context of what I know him to do, if he's being brought back to do highlights, thank God someone is actually doing some highlights of the games, because I'm kind of curious, even if it's whatever teams I don't care about, I still want to see all the highlights.
Well, sure, I don't care about NASCAR, but if you tell me there's a crash, like, of course I'm going to watch.
See, whatever.
I mean, it sounds bad, but like, if you say, hey, man, there's three wrecks, like, of course, I'm going to watch this.
It's one of the great things about sticking around at the end of a red zone there. Just to be able
to see every touchdown
all chronologically from the day, one way or another, you're going to get a pretty good idea how the game
goes. I'm Scott Hansen.
Yeah, and I'll leave you with this.
You're going to love it. Let's see. Jim Jefferies, he's a pretty funny guy. And I don't know if you saw this, but I guess the millennial marriage rate is down. He has some good thoughts on it.
Marriage may be going out of style amongst millennials.
The current marriage rate is at its lowest point in a century, and it's dropping.
Of course it's dropping. We're just finally being honest with ourselves that it's not normal. You meet a couple that's been married for 50 years, and no one says, yeah, that checks out, that's par for the course. It's always, oh my God, how did you do it? What's your secret? And you always get the same response. She says, well, it's all about compromise. And then the guy chuckles and says, yeah, she's always right. And then he looks down the floor and a small portion of him dies. Well, people say, well, marriage is hard work. I don't want to come home from work and have even more work. I don't even want to go to work for work.
I mean, he's not right. Have you ever met a couple that's been married for that long
and
people don't go?
No.
That's unbelievable.
It is, because
my parents have been married for that long. And everyone I say that to says what he says they say. Mm-hmm. And then when they ask why, me, I say, I have no effing idea.
Because
my parents and I don't understand.
Because it's the exact right response.
Right.
Like, I mean,
what?
It's just like if you saw someone in a crash, you go, oh, God. You know, it's the same thing. It's the true response. Thank you, Taylor. We appreciate it. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. North Carolina man spots baby doll inside a stolen truck. Turns out to be the real thing. Meanwhile, a man robs a church and leaves a note to pray for me and steals $4,000 in electronics and in bling. People in Delaware are so shallow, they'll pay $400,000 for a vanity plate. When you feed your family vomiter mushrooms, your chances of puking end up being pretty great. And a man poses as an ex-fiance's mother's ghost to win her back. Guess how that turned out? It's time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, top story. We go to Delaware, where a license plate went up for auction at the Rehoboth Beach Convention Center.
Oh, I said that right.
Rehoboth.
Okay. Beach? All right, listen. We're from the area, so when you said Rehoboth, I'm like, well, that sounds native. Then I'm like, Rehoboth.
Rehoboth.
Rehoboth. That is Rehoboth Beach.
I can guarantee Mike is a straight male now.
Rehoboth. Oh, yeah.
All right.
It's a famous you would, beach.
How about
family.
Dewey was?
Dewey is another.
What about the Rusty Rudder? I thought that was the whole idea.
No, Dewey is all the crazy, like, 25 to 35-year-olds. Roba's kind of family, but it traditionally was a famous gay
destination. Rehoboth.
Well, I was going to the wrong beach. No wonder I never hooked up.
It sounded like a place from Star Wars.
Rehoboth. Yeah, I am from Rehoboth.
That is insane. Sorry. You wouldn't have.
I am Lothar from Rehoboth.
That's right. Rehoboth Beach Convention
this
Center.
This is my son, Tonga.
Anyway, it was up for auction because of its low number. The number 20, to be exact.
Jesus.
Right? 20. That was the number on the license plate.
Hey, you know what I this did? I did a 20. License plate number that's $400,000.
The bidding started at the low price of $210,000.
Could you imagine doing this auction? Because you're an auctioneer, Mike. Yes. You know how this goes down.
Yes.
That's where the bidding starts.
Yes.
Are you losing your mind thinking to yourself, someone, and it is a vanity plate for a reason. Mm-hmm. The root word is vain. Someone is willing to spend that kind of money that mm-hmm. is just, it doesn't matter. You could donate it to homeless shelter. You could mm-hmm. donate it to an animal. You could do all kinds of things. $400,000. Mm-hmm. But no, you want to put a small number on your license plate mm-hmm. because that's what matters as far as being impressive in the state of Delaware.
Now, if you like it.
Hey, dude, there's no taxes. That price is fine.
Now, do you get to sell it once you buy it? Is it yours, like property? Is it
that
like,
would be my
yeah,
guess.
I would, yeah.
Oh, so you like once you own it. The number, you got it?
Yeah.
Until you get rid of it?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
change teams.
Invest on, I guess.
Anyway, as Miles said, it started at the low price of $210,000, but it continued till it finally sold for a whopping $410,000.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. By the way, Miles, I've already decided that I know that these guys are going to spend ungodly amounts of money. I just need to get them as much as I can.
Yeah, no, totally. You got to get the house money.
That's
I get
right.
that. I just can't believe someone. And there was another one that was, so even though that's a good number, 20, there was a number that they sold before that, prior to
14.
Like, yeah, it was like $675,000.
Right.
Which, I mean, I guess.
Yep.
Hey,
that's a thing, man.
That is insane.
In other news, a man in Connecticut has him explaining to do with the man upstairs after he pulled some early morning shenanigans. The man was caught on surveillance camera stealing roughly $4,000 worth of electronic equipment from the local church.
I mean, come on,
stole
man.
From the
that's
church.
That's a PA. Those are speakers. It's a microphone.
Right.
That's
they
all the basic stuff they need.
Right. They don't have a whole bunch of, you know, high-tech computers from IBM at the local church.
Right. This is not the top of the line
stuff.
They
got expensive chalices.
That's right. He made off with the stuff the man left behind. Rather, after he made off with the stuff, he left behind a note that said, quote, pray, the number four, pray for me. Sorry, brothers,
so
save me. And his, along with a sad face. The congregation did, in fact, pray for the man, and police are still on the lookout for either him or the equipment.
Here's his paper. Check for fingerprints.
Right.
He wrote this note.
Shenanigans.
Mm-hmm. Shenanigans. Yeah, Ted. It's shenanigans. Damn it.
Tom Ford.
After assaulting his fiance back in 2016, an Englishman was served a restraining order and was banned from contacting his former bride-to-be. But that didn't stop him from concocting a brilliant idea. The man wrote a note pretending to be the ghost of his ex's dead mother.
Oh, God. Don't mess with a mom, even if she's not even around anymore.
What does his note say?
basically, he says he told his ex that she made a huge mistake.
And to go back with him.
She should take him back, and all she would have to do is call him.
Yeah, damn it. Apologize. See, when I talked to him, I said, man, do the dead father, not the dead mother. That's the guaranteed way.
Usually the ghost has to talk through the Ouija board, but luckily, her mother's ghost just can grab a pencil and just write this stuff down.
I just
down.
Think, like, look. I know people can go crazy. We all can. But you would like to think at the point that you're writing the note, right? At the point that you've chosen to follow through on what is otherwise a very stupid plan, that somewhere in that process you would think, you know what? The fact that I would do something like this might have a lot to do with why she broke up with me in the first place, because I'm crazy.
Then again, the man assaulted his fiance, the woman that he loves. He actually laid his hands on her. Therefore, he's a dumbass who deserves to die alone anyway.
That too.
It didn't take long for authorities to figure out that it was him, and he was arrested and sentenced to 4 months in prison.
Okay.
A family in Virginia.
Take him back.
It's a rehab, basically.
A family in Virginia learned the hard way to do their homework before they eat straight from nature. The family started to feel sick and suffered vomiting and stomach pains after eating a meal that they had prepared using wild mushrooms that they had found near their apartment complex. I was always told, leave wild mushrooms alone.
Me too. You know why? Because you've got to be... You have to be really
good at what you're
doing. You have to be really good at what you're doing, or bad things can happen.
It's a fungus.
Yeah, it's almost like the guy that... What was the movie about the guy who was in Alaska and ate the wrong plant? You know what I mean? He had the book and everything, and he was studying it and studying. He still ate the wrong thing, and he realized what he did. He was like, oh, God!
It's shares a family with the stuff that's growing under your house. That's it with your headlines. That Mike Hawkins out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy, the head chef's in the house with Tiz, Meat and Potatoes. No way Sherlock profile this, and we will drink and toast with a shot of the day.
It is all true, but in the meantime, we be all about this badge. So until next time, please do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.